Kevin Hines is a member of a very small group of people, those who have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and lived to tell about it. He calls that plunge, which he took 10 years ago when he was just 17, the single worst day in my life.
I made the biggest mistake of my life by attempting suicide. It's a 220-foot drop, 75 miles an hour. You go 70 to 80 feet below the water when you hit, and I survived by the grace of God, and I'm thankful to be alive every day. But the fact is that most people don't.
The Golden Gate Bridge is the most used suicide jumping point in the world. Official estimates are that around 1,300 people have gone over the railings, almost always on the side facing the city, but it isn't the fall that's fatal. Usually it's a combination of internal injuries and hypothermia.
Most people die a very slow, violent death when they jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. People think that you just fall into this abyss and you die on impact, and that is not the case. It is a very, very painful death.
Only 30 other people are known to have survived a plunge off the famous San Francisco Bridge, and the other thing he has in common with them, Kevin says, was an immediate regret.
The millisecond I hit freefall, I knew I'd made a mistake. 19 of the 31 survivors have all come out and said that the second they hit freefall, they regretted what they did.
A year before his leap, Hines had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and although he was heavily, but not effectively, medicated at the time, he says it was his illness that drove him to the attempt to take his own life. Now, with more effective treatment, he has made suicide prevention efforts his life's work, a campaign that brings him to Sonoma State University tonight with a message that includes impassioned advocacy for better mental health care.
Everywhere I go, kids come up to me, students, and even adults come up to me and say, I have bipolar disorder, or I have major depression, but my family doesn't believe it exists, so they ignore me. And that just makes me sad, because we're in 2010. It's time to open our eyes and realize that if your son or daughter is suffering from depression, address the issue properly with mental health care.
Hines is equally outspoken in his call for suicide prevention barriers.
It's this simple. If there were one when I was there, I would not have jumped. I would have attempted to go over the rail or the net, and I would have been stopped, and I would have been put into custody and put into a psych ward where I would have been treated. Studies have shown for the last 40 years that if you put up a rail, a net, suicides drop to near zero or zero, and they drop in the metropolitan counties around that area. Railings and nets work.
Without a net or barrier there to dissuade him, Kevin says he owes his life to a sequence of improbable assistance, which he attributes to divine intervention.
When I jumped, a woman driving by had a friend in the Coast Guard, saw me jump, and called that friend immediately. The only reason the Coast Guard got to me before I set in hypothermia was because of that woman, so I thank her very much. Second of all, when I surfaced from the water, I thought a shark was going to devour me because something was bumping beneath my legs and circling beneath me. Turns out it was a sea lion bumping me up to the surface, which is common with mother sea lions who see something in danger and will go to their aid, like dolphins have all around the world.
It also helped that the Coast Guard boat was nearby and that a spinal surgeon happened to be on duty at the hospital when he was delivered there. On tomorrow's report, we'll hear another quite different story of surviving bipolar disorder. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.